government employees are, they work hard. They work on important missions. They're working on, you know, cancer and terrorism and environment. And I was actually Googling around one day, and I saw last year there's actually a rally called Government Sucks Rally. And it was a rally just protesting, saying government employees suck. And I thought, you know what? I think government doesn't suck, and we should have a rally to show all the amazing thing that we are doing. So not only does government not suck, but government is actually awesome, and public service is important and powerful.
And give folks the details. When does this happen? Because somebody should publicize a little bit about this other rally that I think is going on this weekend.
Yep. So tactically, it's we're meeting Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the north side of the Air and Space Museum. All the details are on govloop.com, and we're gonna basically have signs. We have fun signs that say, "I am not red tape. Government doesn't suck. Government is awesome. What if Gov was one of us?" And we're basically gonna chant and have a little bit of fun. And we're doing it basically. It's not a political rally at all, but we're doing it because there's hundreds of thousand people in D.C. this weekend for the Rally for Sanity event, which is later in the day. And basically what we're saying is I think we should have a same conversation about government work. And so we're having that a little pre-rally, as we say.
All right, a couple things that I've heard coming, and I'm sure you've heard because you're all over the place on this thing, which is great. Number one of the things that I've heard, and in fact it came from Mike Causey here, saying, hold on, does this actually, a lot of big issues out there, people even talking possible furloughs now, does this almost detract from those weighty issues?
So no. I mean, I think what government has done a really bad job of defending our position. So I think government, we're often very humble, and we often get beat up. But, I think we get beat up by the bully, but we do very, very few initiatives where we say, we are awesome, we are amazing, we are passionate folks. There's some great work that, you know, Partnership for Public Service does with their SAMMYs Award. But I think we need to do even more of that, and this is kind of a fun version of that. So it's pushing back, saying, hey, we don't suck, we are important, and here's why we are important. So, and I think, as people know in today's culture where people are busy, they don't think that much, you have to do it in a fun, interesting way. So that's what we're trying to do, bring a little bit of fun to the government world.
And another way, being connected around the same time as the Stuart Colbert rally, any concern that this almost becomes political almost? I know Stuart Colbert aren't really political. I mean, they have a fake news show, for goodness sakes. But it almost has a little bit, it's almost like it's pitted against the Glenn Beck thing. So it does have a little bit of this political connotation.
Yeah, so this is definitely apolitical. It's anti-political. We're not about debating big or small government. We're about government and public service, that it is important and that we need efficient and effective government. And the good thing for me is folks have described our rally as both a rally and an anti-rally to Stuart. So if people are confused, I think that shows that we aren't political. And we really aren't. We're just kind of wanted to shine a light to an important issue at a time when there's a lot of people in D.C., and we can get our message across.
And I know you've been you're going on a bunch of different radio shows talking about this, and I think that's great because it gets the message out there. But it's interesting, you were telling me before we started, that some of the radio hosts almost antagonistic, saying, hold on, I think government does suck. All right, explain to me why it is. What do you mean government doesn't suck?
Yeah, it's funny when you have to defend a position like that. And you can actually see we had an article written about us in the Washington Post, and all the comments are saying, government does suck, that, you know, they are clearly wrong. And, that kind of worries me. It's like, and it kind of shows the public perception of government if it is, you know, it requires so much work just to defend a position that we don't suck. And, my real position is not only that we don't suck, that we're awesome and amazing and passionate. So it's really interesting that people push so hard that people just really don't believe government doesn't suck, which says something about government's brand and public perception that we need to work on.
And on top of that, I think there are challenge. You know, the Washington Post poll, very interesting. I think it's very valuable to have that kind of data so we can make determinations based on real. These are customers after all. These citizens are government customers. I think there's a lot of folks don't understand some of the challenges that feds face to get their jobs done every day, whether it be the hiring process or the contracting process or the political appointees or I think in most cases feds are victims of bureaucracy rather than purveyors of it.
Yeah, and I think most people they hear government and they just think to frontline government. You know, they just think, oh, the DMV or maybe the TSA screener that took a little bit longer last time. And I don't think we do a very good job of the breadth of what government does. And I think you'll love this, Chris. I was listening to a Planet Money podcast I love on NPR, and they were highlighting a federal employee who works on the Consumer Price Index. And basically he shops at all these stores to check on inflation, to create this great index which Wall Street follows. It's very critical to the world economy. And it's like, oh, you wouldn't think government employees actually do that. And that's such an important, essential role in the world's economy. And there's tons of those positions, whether it's, you know, food safety or tsunami relief or, you know, helping out in Haiti. There's all sorts of little niches in government that the work is so important and people are working hard every day. And we don't do a good job telling that story in contrast to a lot of private sector places. I mean, you think of the Intel ads lately about these are our heroes, where they highlight their scientists and they make them rock stars. And on GovLoop, we have T-shirts that say government rock star. And I think we need to do more about that, where we highlight government employees doing amazing work as the same sort of rock stars as Intel's rock stars.